Hey, it's Randy Gage, and you're listening to the Power Prosperity Podcast.
Hey, what's up, Prosperity peeps? Happy Saturday or Sunday, depending where you guys, Asia, might be listening to this. Little special, short little thought for the weekend. Your mind is an instrument for poverty, or your mind is an instrument for prosperity. When I say that, that's either the scariest thing you will ever hear or the most liberating insight that you'll ever learn. If you make it the latter, then you're really on your way to abundance. No two people see any event the same way, right? Even though it's the same event. Where one may see a threat, the other sees an opportunity. Suppose you're offered a chance to participate in a business opportunity. You could approach this a lot of different ways, right? You could just jump in blindly without any due diligence, no research, just because you're enamored with the idea of getting rich. So you figure this must be the venue. You could enter a very bad situation and lose a lot of money. Or scenario number two, you figure that the deal you find out about is already too late, because you figure the insiders get all the sweetheart deals and it's probably too good to be true. So you pass up the chance to buy Amazon when it was $20 a share, right? Or of course, another scenario occurs when you get offered a situation, you have confidence in yourself, you know what you want to achieve, you study the opportunity thoroughly, you make a sound decision, and then your investment pays off. How you responded, any one of those three, is determined entirely by your mindset. Because again, everybody sees each situation differently. If you're on the way to the supermarket and you get a flat tire, you're going to say, well, that's a bad situation. I just got a flat tire. But the guy who owns the Firestone dealership two blocks away that you have to go and buy a new tire from, and he needs to get enough money to send his daughter to college, he thinks this is a really good situation. That, wow, this person did, you know, needed a new tire. They were close by and they came into my store and they got it. It's the same exact situation, right? But two people looking at it two very different ways. Here's the other really critical thing that, again, you will either see this really in a threatening way or you'll recognize, wow, this can be the breakthrough insight for me. And here's what it is. You don't get the prosperity you deserve. You get the prosperity you believe you deserve. Of all the tools you can use to manifest your prosperity, your mind is the most powerful. Because every single day when you get out of bed, the universe poses a very profound question to you. It wants to know, each and every day, it asks you, exactly how much abundance are you willing to accept today? Do you really get that? Let me go back again. You don't get the prosperity you deserve. You get the prosperity you believe you deserve. Most people don't get enough prosperity in their life because they don't believe they deserve it. So that's why I want you to listen to this podcast every time it comes out. I want you to read my blog, listen to other positive podcasts, surround yourself with positive people, let yourself see the value in yourself and start to see that you are worthy, that you deserve prosperity, and then you're going to get the prosperity you deserve. All right, hope you go out and have an amazing weekend. Looking forward to hitting me up on Twitter. Say hey, have an amazing weekend. Peace.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Power Prosperity Podcast. Do me a favor and practice the circulation law of prosperity and tell people about Prosperity TV. So if you would, just put something up on your Tumblr, your Twitter, your Facebook, your YouTube. Let people know what you think of the Power of Prosperity Podcast. Even take a screenshot of your phone and maybe post that picture. so we can build the community here at the podcast. Thanks, guys.